Marvel has been a big part of most high schoolers' lives, as some of the best Marvel movies came out while they were in late elementary school and early middle. However, the last several Marvel movies have been declining in quality. The rating seems to be steadily getting worse. Students seem to agree that Marvel is falling off. Sophomore Oliver Lopino is disappointed at Marvel's recent projects. He expects quality work from a well-developed company like Marvel. I went to see Eternals when it came out, and it was trash. It was underwhelming with a subpar plot, and the characters were underdeveloped as well, Lopino said. This isn't just a problem with the Eternals either. She-Hulk felt underdeveloped as well. Her writing was poor, and she almost immediately knew how to use her powers, which is unlike any other Marvel character we've seen. Recently, Marvel seems to be doing more and more of this. New movies are hyped up in trailers, and then when the movies finally do come out, it's a complete letdown. It wasn't always like this, as many of the earlier movies are amazing. The characters had several movies to reach their full potential, and their development didn't feel rushed. The villains were also written so well, which makes this fall to mediocrity even more devastating to the viewers. I gotta say that after Endgame, Marvel fell off. In their defense, most of the main characters that we had all come to love got killed off, leaving us with nothing, Lopino said. This killing of all these characters left Marvel with a blank slate, with some low-quality paint to fill in the empty space with. Marvel decided to use new characters. However, compared to the last set of characters, these are underwhelming. This could be due to the fact that all the characters that casual enjoyers knew from the comics had already been put on the big screen. So when they added new ones, no one really knew who they were. There are similar complaints when it comes to villains of the story. Sophomore Matthew Miller had that very thought. He thinks that a big problem with Marvel is their use of villains. He feels that these villains Marvel has created just get used once and then just discarded, when they can be used in several movies due to the fact that they pose such a big threat to the universe. Marvel has been using these supervillains that have been hyped up for a while, and then they get beat in the first movie, and they're never seen again. They need to have a villain that lasts several movies and isn't just beat the first time they're seen, Miller said. If Marvel can get another villain with the same gravity as Thanos, it would be much easier to bring Marvel back from the grave. Although, that is to say, Marvel is still savable. Marvel has one major issue, and probably the most obvious. This issue is that they are recycling ideas, when they do come out with a new idea, it's predictable and boring. Sophomore Declan Fowler explains his criticism of the new movies that Marvel has produced. The big issue I see with Marvel right now is their lack of new ideas. All of the most recent movies have been boring. There's also a lack of focus on these projects. Marvel's just trying to pump out as many movies as possible right now.